Hey, this is Meredith's husband. I've got some SEO advice for you, but I'm going to keep it really simple so that you can understand it, so it makes sense, and most importantly, so you can actually use it. Speaking of technology, how's your blog coming?
Well, I'm designing it.
But you're not blogging?
Not yet. I have a couple ideas.
Join the club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, everybody has ideas.
I know.
No, actually, not even everybody has ideas. Blogging is something that people get stuck on.
Yeah. We talked about this a lot.
Almost everybody. Yeah. So, still, people get stuck on it. Yeah. Now, a lot of SEO is what I would probably call sticky. Like there
sticky?
Are, yeah, like you get stuck for a little bit on, like fixing your SEMrush issues can be sticky, little frustrated, but people really get stuck on blogs.
Yeah.
Like
I think it's the pressure to perform. It's the pressure to so many things, just to do something other than, what was it? Inform?
Resource. You want to make your blog a
resource.
But I think I want to do like a multi-part series on the different aspects of blogging to help people get unstuck. That's
okay.
The objective.
Anyway. Thank you.
So this is going to be 5 parts in total.
Ooh.
Today is kind of an outline, just an introduction. I'd like to keep all of these fairly simple and fairly short.
Okay.
But there's a major concept.
To be quiet.
In each one. No, you don't need to be quiet. I would like your feedback because
I
think you've gotten stuck with your blog.
For a couple of decades?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not uncommon. Like the majority of people, I think, are in that same boat.
Unless they hire someone to do it for them.
Yeah. I don't like that idea.
Wow.
Unless you can pay somebody really well.
Yeah.
But it's super obvious when you hire somebody on the cheap to do your blog that you have a cheap
probably.
Blogger. Yeah, yeah. Don't do that.
Okay.
I often say, you know, people ask me all the time, how often do I need to blog?
How often do I need to blog?
Yeah. So if you hire a cheap blogger, you got to realize you're producing garbage.
Right.
I'm going to be blunt.
What if you hire a good blogger?
That's different. Can you afford a good blogger is my question. But if you're producing garbage, the question, how often should I blog? It doesn't matter. A lot of garbage is still garbage.
Yeah.
It's not going to help you.
So, it's just going to stink more.
Yeah. So anyway, today I'm going to go over what we're going to talk about in the next 5 episodes, give you a kind of highlight.
Okay.
Major concepts.
Okay.
And then we'll dig down into each one. Mm. So the first one we're going to talk about, we'll get more into this next episode, but it's the process. Now, most people mess this up because, myself included, you start thinking about, I need to blog, you start focusing on the result. Oh, it needs to be great. It needs to do this. It needs to do that. What you should focus on is the process.
Mm.
The process of creating a blog. I've asked you about the, like David Bowie's process.
Yes.
You know, when people create things, they have a process.
Yeah.
And they focus on the process.
Yeah.
Exactly. They don't know what's going to come out on the other end.
This is true.
But if they have a process.
A process?
A process. That makes it a whole lot easier. You can sit down and if you know your process, you know, you can sit down and you can go through the process. For me, anyway, you know, there's the whole blank page thing when you sit down at a blog and you're like, oh, this has to be great. That's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's like, what, you know, it's just hard. So.
That's number one.
Yeah. So next episode, we'll get into the process. I can't tell you what your process is going to be exactly.
True.
But I would say you need to focus on your process instead of focusing on what your blog should be or what you think it should be. And I recently had this little discovery walking to work the other day. I thought I was really clever. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
If you don't enjoy the process of creating your blog, you're not going to enjoy it.
That is so deep.
I thought it was.
It's true, though.
You got to have a process that you enjoy. It's like I say, SEMrush is the greatest SEO tool, like bar none.
Right.
But if you hate SEMrush and you hate looking at SEMrush, you're not going to sit and look at SEMrush. So in that case, another tool is going to be better that you might actually use.
It's similar to exercise classes.
That is true.
If you don't like a teacher, you're not going to go to that class.
Right.
But if you do like a teacher and you do like the class, you're going to go to it.
Yeah. if you, like in my case, I hate just going to the gym to go to the gym to like lift weights. Like I hate it. I need to force myself to do that.
I know.
But if I find something I enjoy doing, I want to go do that. So for me, for many years, and still a little bit, it's biking.
Yeah.
I like biking.
And it was
for a
boxing.
While it was boxing. It was boxing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boxing gym closed down. Thank you, COVID.
Thank you.
But I got to find a new thing that I like. But I have, the important thing is to find something I like. So find you got to find the process that you at least don't mind, that you hopefully you like.
Yeah.
At least don't mind, because you got to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll talk a little bit more about that next episode. Okay. The episode after that, we're going to talk about, actually the two episodes after that, we're going to talk about old blogs.
Old blogs.
Old blogs versus new blogs. Now, a secret, any successful blogger, whether it's an individual or a company, anybody with a successful blog, I will tell you, they probably spend more than half their time revising and improving old blogs versus creating new blogs.
Really?
Yes.
I cannot wait to know why.
Yeah. Well, it's a whole lot easier.
Of course.
To like, if I were to say, here's two options. You need to create a blog from scratch and get it ranking on the first page of Google. Or you can find an older blog that used to rank on the first page and has dropped to page two, and we want to get it back up to page one. Which do you think is going to take less time?
Second one.
The second one, yes. So the third episode of this series, this is episode one, next episode is the process. The third episode will be, how do you identify those blogs?
Okay.
It's not difficult. Google Search Console, I'll give you a little hint, is a great tool. It's fantastic. Hint. You don't absolutely need to use it. There's probably other things that do that. But Google Search Console is, number one, free, and it's where all the information is coming from anyway. If you use another tool, it's going to go to Google Search Console to get the information. But anyway, that's the third episode. How do you find which blogs you should improve?
Right.
And maybe which blogs you should get rid of. That's not a bad idea either.
Really?
Then the
spring
following.
Cleaning.
Yeah. It's pruning. I think of it as pruning.
That's
yeah. Better. Think of a tree, like, hey, you're going to go have a lunch in the park. You have a picnic. You're going to sit underneath a tree, and there's two trees, and one tree has, say, two dozen really healthy branches. Looks great. Super healthy, young, fruitful tree.
Yes.
Another tree also has two dozen healthy branches, but it has 98 dead branches.
Poor thing.
So which one would you sit under?
I would sit under the old tree because I feel bad for it.
You're not like Google. Google would say, "Hey, let's look at this healthy tree."
Right.
We like the healthy trees. My point is, do you want a blog that has, some nice branches and a whole bunch of dead, like old, decrepit branches, or do you want a blog that has like all, like mostly, let's say, new healthy branches?
Yeah. Okay. I was just trying.
So how do we identify? I know. As I started asking you that question, I realized, nope, she's going to pick the old one. Okay, so then after that, then how do you improve those blogs? What does it mean to improve a blog?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked.
Kind of.
And it's not as difficult. Like, that's something that's going to be hard. If you were to sit here and think, how should I improve my old blogs? It would be a near impossible task.
Yeah, but you're going to help with that.
Yeah, it's not that difficult.
Okay.
And I'll show you how to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I will stay tuned.
All right. And then, what you want to do in terms of things like republishing. Do you need to change the publish date? Do you need to change the images?
Yeah.
Do you need to add, like, what kind of things are you looking for? I will guide you through that. Again, I can't tell you because every blog is going to be different.
Right.
How do you improve? But I'll give you basically a checklist.
These are the things
you want to, yes, exactly. Then the final episode of this series is going to be, then we'll talk about new blogs.
Okay.
Then what do you do on new blogs?
Yeah, what do you
do? And the great part about leaving this until last is, guess what? The process that we go through in identifying old blogs and revamping old blogs, by the time we get to the final episode, you're going to have ideas for new blogs anyway.
True.
You're going to just have them. This is one of the greatest ways to come up with new ideas for blogs, rather than sit and staring at a blank page and thinking, what should I blog about? If you do this the right way, you're not going to have trouble coming up with ideas.
Excellent. Thank you.
So
yes,
that's going to be this episode and the next four episodes all about blogging.
Thank you. Stay tuned.
How to make it a fun process.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Hey. Thank you so much for listening. We really hope that you find this helpful and useful. And if you do, what you could do for us as a thanks would be to, drumroll please, yes, leave a review. Yes, everybody says it, I know, but it really does make a difference. Take 3 seconds, leave as many stars, say something really nice about what you like about the podcast and maybe why other people would like it. It would mean the world to us, especially my husband. Is that better? All right, I'm going to try one where I'm not going to be charming.